أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 195 of Surah Ali Imran. The previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Ulul Albab, the intelligent people, those who remembered Allah Ta'ala in all conditions, and they pondered over the creation of Allah, turning towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, realizing the greatness of Allah, understanding their own weakness, knowing that their own deeds cannot get them anywhere, but the Rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would take them towards Jannah and towards everlasting success. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Then their Rabb, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, responds to them in granting their prayer. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts their dua. أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ. How Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to their dua is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that I do not let the action of anyone who carries out a deed go to waste. Amilin is any person, whoever it may be, carries out whatever deed. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will never ever let it go to waste. That is the rule by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So long as there is a degree of sincerity, it is done for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whoever that person may be. And as a matter of fact, ikhlas is the only condition that is attached to this. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reward that person. If a person has iman, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stores that reward for the person in the hereafter. If a person does not have iman, in other words, it is a non-Muslim, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not let his good deed go to waste. Allah Ta'ala rewards him in this world. That is the rule by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the best of rewards Allah Ta'ala grants a non-Muslim is Allah Ta'ala grants him hidayat, or Allah Ta'ala grants his offspring or his children hidayat. So such is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever we carry out for the sake of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's reward is most certainly there. Min dhakarin aw untha, whether it be a male or a female, ba'dhukum min ba'd, some of you are from others. In other words, it is all the same. Whoever it may be, there is no discrimination by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, male or female. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant the full recompense, the full reward for whoever it may be. Hafiz Ibn Kathir, a great commentator of the Quran, has narrated, Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of our mothers, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was in fact with her husband Abu Salama before obviously her nikah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the first woman to migrate with a husband. In other words, they were the first couple. Very moving incident, we do not have time to discuss that. But she was stopped from migrating from Medina, from Makkah to Medina Munawwara. But then she was the first woman then to reach Medina Munawwara eventually. She once addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the migrators, those who migrate, the muhajirin, generally Allah Ta'ala speaks about men, Allah Ta'ala does not speak about women. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hears the plea of this woman, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this portion of the verse, بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ, some of you are part of others. In other words, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether you are men, whether you are women, it is all the same. Allah ta'ala has the reward stored for all of you. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا, then those amongst you who have made hijrat, you have migrated, you have left your places. Now today when we speak about migration, there are different reasons why people will migrate. Some are looking for better pastures insofar as economical matters may be concerned. But when we speak about hijrat in the context of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was purely for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had to leave their families, some had to leave their wives, their children, they had to leave their properties unsold, they had to leave everything, their wealth, and they had to migrate for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, they were expelled and exiled from their homes, from their lands. They had to leave all of that. And then وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي, and then Allah Ta'ala says that they were given difficulty in my path, in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of that they bore only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And now they migrated, they came to Madinah Munawwara. It was still not the end of it. وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا, then they have fought. They had to fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَقُتِلُوا, and some of them had become shaheed. They became martyrs. They gave their lives for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Such were these people. Allah Ta'ala says, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, most certainly I will forgive for them their sins. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, and most certainly I will grant them admission into the gardens under which rivers flow. Obviously it will be rivers of eternity, rivers of water, rivers of honey, rivers of milk, and rivers of wine that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have flowing continuously forever and ever, showing the lushness of Jannat, the eternity of Jannat that will continue. Thawabam min indillah, as a thawab, as a recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant as a reward. And then Allah ta'ala terminates and Allah says, Wallahu عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ, and by Allah is the best of rewards. There is no one else that can recompense like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recompenses. Allah ta'ala has the most excellent of rewards. And here Allah ta'ala wants to show us a point that many of us look for the rewards by others. Many of us try to look for acknowledgement by others, that people don't acknowledge what we do. Let us look for it by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala gives, no one else can give. What Allah has in store, no one else has in store. What Allah ta'ala acknowledges, no one else can acknowledge. What Allah ta'ala knows what we have done, no one else knows. Allah knows our niyat, no one else knows our niyat. Turn the heart towards Allah, and Allah has the best in store. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.